Pastor David for inviting me to Logos. It's a privilege to come.
多謝大家俾我嘅邀請嚟到呢度同你分享。
You once told me, and I don't doubt it, I do believe it, that there are many PhDs in your congregation.
我曾經知道你教會當中有唔少係學歷好高嘅。
很聰明。
大家都好聰明嘅。
Okay, that's as best as I can do. I would like everyone this morning, when you leave, you will receive a PhD degree. Everyone.
我希望大家今日離開呢個教會上，每個人都得到一個博士嘅學位。
You see, I have a BA degree. You don't want a bachelor's of art degree. You know why?
我有一個係我嘅本科係文學畢業嘅。
Because if you get a BA, what that means is bad attitude.
因為呢個字呢可以代表一個唔好嘅態度嘅意思，呢個學位嘅名。
Don't get a BA, I have a BA, 很不好。
我有一個係文學嘅學士學位。
Bad attitude.
亦都可以講係一個唔好嘅態度。
You don't want to get a MBA degree either.
有另一個學位呢叫 MBA 嘅，你都唔想要嗰、那個。
Because MBA is a master's business of art. You don't want to get an MBA degree.
因为这个可以代表这个工商管理学的硕士学位可以代表什么呢?
Because MBA means more bad attitude.
就有更多不好的态度。
And in the church, we got too many BAs and too many MBAs.
教会里面其实有很多不是那么好的态度的。
But we're going to leave this morning, and every one of you will get a PhD degree.
但今日咧，我哋抌低呢啲唔好嘅態度，攞另外一個學位係 PhD 學位。
And PhD means praise him degree. Praise him degree.
可以英文字母頭一個字母代表係讚美神嘅學位。
In other words, when we leave, we'll be praising him.And then we get our PhD.
这个学位就是说我们离开的时候我们养成一个赞美神的习惯。
And the person who got a PhD in the Bible is King David.
而圣经里面告诉我听有这个学位的人呢圣经里面的人物就是大卫王。
Why? Because he wrote the Psalms, and the Psalms praise him.
因为他写了很多的圣经是诗篇里面有赞美神的一些的诗篇。
All right, well, we're going to get going. I have a gift for someone this morning.
我好似以往咁带一份当中一位可以领受到嘅领取到嘅礼物。
Okay, if you take your outlines out.
喺地图表里边有一个讲道嘅大纲。
This is Pastor L's lifelong study.
系我自己一生嘅一个学习。
This little chart here is that Pastor Al has memorized all these verses in the sheet.
这张纸里面所有的经文我都是背念了的。
And there's so many that you say, no, I can't memorize all these scriptures.
哇你会觉得呢太多了我记不得晒。
Well, Pastor Al likes to be realistic. I just want you to memorize two scriptures this morning.
咁我好实际我只是希望你记到两字啫。
And that is found in Psalms 119:11.
就是诗篇119篇第十一节。
Okay, I look at the congregation, and you are so comfortable this morning.
我见到大家坐喺条好舒服喎。
You have beautiful coats and beautiful jackets. You're so comfortable sitting in the pews.
你坐喺呢个座椅上面，睇你样都坐得好舒服。
What I suggest is you could take off your jackets and you'll feel a little cooler and your minds get a little sharper.
太暖的时候呢可能会黑眼瞓你可以建议你除了件外套呢你就会精神一点。
But like me, when I put a coat on, when I'm sitting in church, I'm like you, I go to sleep.
如果我太暖的时候太舒服呢或者会黑眼瞓。
Okay, we're going to memorize two scriptures this morning. It's Psalms 119:11.
念两段的圣经第一段是诗篇119第十一节。
And we're going to memorize Psalms 119:164.
也尝试去念这个诗篇119第164节。
You can do it.
我相信你一定做得到。
You can do it.
你可以做到的。
You can do it.
你每一个都可以做到的。
Okay, everybody stand. Or you get too sleepy. You know, Pastor Al likes to use hand motions.
我大家教大家啲嘅手语。
And here's how you can remember the rest of your life, Psalms 119:11.
你以后咧，你都会记得噶啦。如果跟住做嘅话。
And when you leave these doors, you get your PhD degree.
咁咧，你离开个教啊，今朝嘅属敬拜神咧，可以攞到呢个 PhD 嘅学位。
Okay, number one, Psalms 119:11. Repeat after me. Psalms 119:11.
跟住我读诗篇119第十一节。诗篇119第十一节。
Okay, it goes like this. Cup your hands.
你可以好似个手，好似佢咁样做。
And that's the Bible.
代表圣经。
Okay, Psalms 119:11 says this, Your word have I treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you.
Do you want them to memorize in English or Chinese?
Anyone. In Chinese, I like to hear it.
我哋试下读中文吓，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Oh, ho ho. Remember, there's just three hand motions.
就系三种嘅手势啫。
Here we go again.
再嚟多次。
Your word.
将你的话。
Have I treasured in my heart.
藏在心里。
That I may not sin against you.
免得我得罪你。
Oh, you passed the exam 50%.
大家都系成绩好好。
Now the second one I want you to memorize is the same hand motion but different. It's Psalms
119:164.
Repeat after me. Psalms 119:164.
读诗篇119:164节。
Duck Maya. Duck. Okay, it goes like this. Point seven. Seven.Seven times a day do I praise you because of your righteous ordinances. Okay, once again, seven times a day do I praise you because of your righteous ordinances.
因为你公义的典章。
Psalms 119:164。
诗篇119:164。
If you memorize these two verses, Pastor Al will give you a PhD degree.
你念得到嘅话咧，今日你可以俾一个博士学位。
And a PhD degree is a praise him degree.
系一个赞美。
Seven times a day do I praise you because of your righteous ordinances.
系一个赞美神嘅学位，一天七次我哋赞美佢嘅公义嘅典章。
多谢清楚，清楚。Seven times a day means morning, noon, and night, all day long.
因为七次就话早上、中午、晚上都系整天嘅敬拜。
Okay, Pastor David, we're going to go. We're going to move fast now.
我们会很快速度讲完。
Oh, Pastor David is a fast man. He knows how to walk and hike.
我行动都挺快速的。
He's a young man compared to me.
我们大家都行动很快速的。
All right. Here's a question that everybody asks. Why memorize scripture? Why?
每个人都问为什么要念圣经呢?
Diet.For prevention of sin. You memorize scripture, it'll prevent you from sinning.
你记得多啲圣经，你就少啲犯罪。
Remember Psalms 119:11, your word,
have
I treasure in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
我哋刚才念一节，我将你嘅话藏喺心里边，免得我得罪你。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, we memorize scripture because it prevents us from sinning against God.
所以第一个原因，我哋念圣经系免得我得罪神。
Okay, 第二 we memorize scripture for our protection.
为咗保护我哋自己而去念圣经。
Protection from temptation.
系避免我哋堕喺试探嘅当中。
When Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus quoted scripture.
撒旦去试探耶稣的时候，耶稣引用圣经来抵抗他。
That's why you should memorize scripture.
这个就是另外一个我们要念圣经的原因。
In Matthew 4, 3 and 4, Jesus said this to Satan, Satan was tempting Jesus because he was very hungry.
撒旦在马太福音第四章记载这样去试探耶稣，耶稣当时是非常之肚饿。
And verse 3, and the tempter came and said to him, said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, the word of God, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
撒旦同耶稣讲，你真是神的儿子的话，你将这石头变成面包，但耶稣说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠着神。口里面所出一切的说话。
For 2019, why memorize scripture?
再问多一次，点解我哋要背诵圣经
？It prevents sin.
系免得我哋犯罪。
It protects against temptation.
避免我哋系堕入试探。
And 第三。
第三个原因，我哋点解念圣经嘅咧
？We memorize scripture because a purity of living godly, holy lives.
让我们可以过一个敬虔的生活。
Okay, if you're a 40 and under, if you're really 70 and under, I call you a young man because I'm older than you.
如果你真是70岁以下的呢，我都称你是年轻的，因为呢是你年轻过我。
You know, Psalms 119:9, it says this, how can a young man keep his way pure?By keeping it according to your word.
诗篇19第9节话，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？乃是要遵行你的话。
You know, the Christian community and church is so weak and so sinful today.
今日我哋大部分教会里边嘅会众系好软弱，亦都系思想对于神嘅话语系好简单。
Because we have not hidden.The word of God in our hearts that we might, may not sin against thee.
因为我们没有将神的话语藏在心里面。
Here's Pastor Al's prescription, a spiritual prescription of growing in God.
手上那张大纲呢，就是代表我们是怎样去在主里面成长的进路。
I'm just going to go through this list of scripture.
我和大家很快再去看这将纸上面所有的经文。
You learn a scripture a month.
你每日都可以学一节嘅。
And this will help you to grow and mature and be godly in Christ.
以致我哋要喺主里边成长，更加似神。
The reason why we don't want to do memorize scripture, you don't have to memorize mine, you memorize some others, but this will get you started. Memorize scripture.
这样只是代表我所念过经文，你可以选择一些你自己喜欢去念的。
And it will help you to live a healthy spiritual life.
会帮助大家过一个健康的虔诚的生活。
Okay, number one, I'm going to go in fast, rapid fashion.
很快速的速度来都讲了。
In Psalms 118:24, Pastor Al quotes this in the morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
一月呢，我会念一节嘅系诗篇118:24，嗰度话：这是耶和华所定的日子，我要在这日欢喜快乐。
I try to say and quote this every morning.
我每一朝早都尝试去念呢节、读呢节嘅圣经。
Listen, this.Is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24.
诗篇118:24咁讲，呢个系耶和华所定嘅日子，我要在这一日欢喜快乐。
And if you take a look at the main focus is your heart and your head.
呢节嘅圣经所集中系你嘅心同埋你嘅脑。
The main focus is your spiritual relationship to God.
是集中在我们同神的关系的上边。
So, start the day right by praising the Lord, acknowledging Him.
所以每日是要这样正确的方法来开始，就是用敬拜的方法。
And the key application, you see the third column, is eyes, mouth, hands, and feet that I may not sin against you.
所以你看到第三行的应用呢，就是我的口、我的手和我的脚，整个人都是
That's our testimony. That's our walk in this world. This is a short verse, but it's so powerful of your relationship to God. Psalms 118:24, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. Then February. We're in February.
2月了，今天是2月。
I like Psalms 92:12-15. This is good for older people. There's several translations in English and I'm sure maybe Chinese.
有幾個不同的翻譯,
but I chose this translation.
我選用這個翻譯。
Okay, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright and He is my God.
Psalms 92:12-15. 凡茂生長，他們年老的時候仍要結果子，經常保持茂盛清脆。好顯明耶和華是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他裡面沒有不義。
You know, the goal for everyone in this congregation, the goal of everyone is to live a righteous life.
我們希望我們在會中每一個弟兄姊妹的目標就是要過一個正直的生活。
And what does a righteous life look like?
正直的生活 是怎樣的呢?
Really a healthy tree.
就好像一棵很健壯的樹一樣。
It looks like a palm tree.
好像一棵棕樹一樣。
It looks like a cedar in Lebanon.
好像黎巴嫩的香柏樹一樣。
And so I chose in February here, Psalms 92:12-15. Memorize that one.
所以我自己每年的2月都是 重複唸一段,
and the emphasis of that passage is to live a godly, righteous life.
這段經文的重點就是過一個正直的、公義的生活。
March.
三月了。
I love the month of March.
我喜歡每年的三月。
I'm prejudiced, I'm biased on the month of March.
我對三月是一個偏好的。
And I'll confess it to you.
我都這樣承認。
My birthday is on March.
因為我是3月出世。
I love March. My mom bore me many years ago.
我媽媽好多好多年之前是3月是生我出來。
But listen carefully. I'll read it through one. I'll quote it once and then your pastor will read it. Philippians 4:4-7 says this. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to all men, for the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4-7.
Paul在三月的时候念一段腓立比书4:4-7的圣经是这样讲的：你们要靠着主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，要使大家看出你们谦和的心，主已经近了，应当毫无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求、感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。这样神所赐超人的平安和喜乐，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
In the Chinese church and mainly Chinese people are very reserved people.
中國教會裡面大部分的信徒都是很保守的。
But when I attend an Anglo church, everybody tells all about their personal lives.
但是去外國人教會就不一樣了，很容易將自己的生命裡面的東西是跟人分享。
I think if we were honest with ourselves this morning, we have problems. We're very anxious about, but we don't tell people.
我相信如果大家是對自己是成 坦白诚恳的时候呢，我都知道我生命里面有很多的问题。
We have family problems.
家庭里面有问题。
We have financial problems.
经济上面有问题。
We have problems in the church.
在教会里面有问题。
We have problems at work.
在工作里面同样有问题。
And some people come to the church so full of anxiety.
来到教会的时候里面有很多的焦虑。
May I say this? What do you do about it?
那你对这焦虑是怎么处理呢？
This verse in Philippians 4:4-7 tells us to take all of our anxieties and bring it before the Lord in prayer.
这段圣经教导我们将我们所有的忧虑焦虑带到神的面前就祷告。
No, we think we're smart enough to do it on our own.
我们知道我们自己是对面对的问题不可以全部自己处理。
And Philippians 4:4-7 says, No,You don't resolve your problems alone. You take it to the Lord in prayer.
圣经教导鼓励我们不要单单是靠自己的力量来将这事情带到神的面前。
You take it to the Lord in prayer, and this verse doesn't say the Lord will answer your prayers.
圣经没说到神每一个祷告他都是应允。
But this verse tells us that when you take it to the Lord in prayer, He exchanged it.For peace, the peace of God.
这圣经告诉我们，当我们这样做的时候，神会将你的焦虑变成平安。
Are you full of anxiety this morning?
你今次是不是心里面有这个焦虑呢？
Or are you full of the peace of God?
因为充满神的平安呢？
Wow, that's where Philippians 4:4-7 is a very important verse.To memorize in this day and age.
就是这个原因，在这个日子当中，记得是怎么念这段圣经，是给到我们很大的帮助的。
I had one coworker at work was so full of anxieties.
我们工作里面是不是给我们很多的焦虑啊？
And this person asked of me at work to pray for him.
那这个同事在工作里面就叫我帮他祈祷。
And I prayed for him.Quoting this verse, these verses.
在祷告当中，我就引用这段圣经。
And he says, after I prayed for him, thanks, Al, I needed that.
咁我祷告完之后咧，佢就多谢我，佢话我真系需要咁样嘅祷告。
What he didn't need was more anxieties.
佢当然唔会需要一阵更多嘅忧虑啦。
What he did need was.More of the peace of God that passes all understanding.
他需要的更加需要就是超过人所能了解的是由主而来的平安。
Look at the key application, third column.
第三行这里讲到主要的应用是
Do you worry too much?
你是不是有很多忧虑呢?
Do you pray too little?
是不是觉得祷告不足够呢?
Experience the peace of God in your life.
你咁样做，按主圣经做嘅时候，你就可以喺生命里边经历到神嘅平安。
You know, Pastor Al can spend an hour in each one of these verses.
我可以呢度每一段嘅圣经都可以讲到讲一个钟头。
I got to move on. April.
四月啦。
I love April.
我一样好中意四月。
Philippians 4:13.
在这里是讲到念腓立比书四章十三节。
Oh, this is sweet but powerful.
是很有力量的一节。
It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
这里讲到我靠着那加给我力量的基督凡事都能做。
Every day of our lives, we need Christ's power and Christ's strength.
我们每日的生活都需要基督而来的能力。
A lot of people don't know that the famous basketball player in the Bay Area is Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors.
但部分都认识在金州勇士队里面的球星叫做 Curry.
I once saw on the TV program that he's playing, and he had this verse on his tennis shoes.
原来他将这些圣经呢是绘画了在他所着的球鞋那里。
But the company would only...Let him put the first half, not the second half, on his basketball shoes.
但是他那对球鞋的制造公司呢只可以让他将前面的半截写上去。
You see, he has on his basketball shoes for I can do all things. Stop there.
前面那字呢半截就是我凡事都能做。
Stephen's a Christian, so he had that for I can do all things.
所以呢单单读前面的半节就说我凡事都能做。
But the company left the other half of the verse out.
咁就嗰间公司冇容许呢个基督徒求星将下半节写埋上去。
The other part of the verse says through Christ who strengthened me.
下半节先系关键，因为下半节话系藉着基督先至可以凡事都能做。
And it comes from Philippians 4:13.
系系呢个腓立比书四章十三节而嚟嘅。
May
五月啦。
I look at all the ladies in the congregation. Thank you for coming.
姊妹们，我欢迎你，高兴见到你今日。
Especially if you're a mother or grandmother.
特别如果你是自己做母亲或者做祖母的。
Why May is Mother's Day?
因为五月有母亲节。
I chose here, in the month of May, Paul's purpose statement in life.
这个是可以讲得为保罗的生命的宣言。
You know, if you are really smart this morning, you can state your purpose statement in life in one sentence if you're really smart.
如果你真的有这样的智慧，由神而来的智慧，你可以用这句说话作为你生命的宣言。
Most people, maybe 75, 80, 90% of the people on this planet can't state their purpose statement, why they are living today.
活在世上的人绝大部分都不可以用一句说话总括他们生命生活的目标。
And so Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Philippians 1:21, Paul stated his purpose statement in life in this one sentence.
保罗在腓立比书一章二十一节那里用一句说话总括了他生命的目标意义，就是因为我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
See, this is truly a win-win situation. If you live for Christ, you win. If you die for Christ, you win. You'll be with him.
所以其实是一个双赢的局面，因为你活着有益处，死了更加也是好的。
June
六月了。
Probably this is Pastor Al's number one go to verse in life.
这节圣经我时时是用得着的。
Because there's so much pressure in the ministry, there's so much that's unknown in your personal life.
因为生命里面很多时遇到的事情你是不可以预料得到的。
So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this.
箴言三章五至六节是这么说。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.And lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
凡你要一心依赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在一切所行的路上都要认定他，他必使你的路径平坦。
Trust in the Lord is 100%.
百分之百，全心全意去依赖神。
And involve the heart, the head, the hands, and the feet.
亦都同样包括你的心、你的头同埋你的手脚。
July
七月啦。
I love July.
我亦都同样喜欢七月。
Because in Mark 12, 30 and 31.
喺马可福音十二章三十同埋三十一节。
Pastor Al did a Bible study.And all the responses to God in the Old Testament.
我曾经是全本旧约咁样睇，为我哋对人对神有啲咩嘅回应呢
？There's about 23 responses that I've gotten so far.
总共揾到23个回应。
What's the number one response that we make to God in life?
我哋生命里边对神首要嘅回应系咩呢
？Love Him.
爱他。
Mark 12, 30, 31 goes like this, And thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second one is like it is this, You shall love your neighbors as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than thee.
马可福音十二章三十三一节嗰度咁讲，你要全心全性全意全力爱主你的神，其次嘅就爱人如己，没有比别的诫命比这两条诫命更加重要了。
You know, I don't think the church today, Christians in general, I can't judge, the Lord knows, but do we love God with everything in our lives?
我哋有冇负心自问，我哋系咪真系全心全意咁样尽我哋嘅能力去爱主我哋嘅神呢？
Who's our competition?
有啲咩同我哋对神嘅爱嘅心嚟到系竞争咧
？Three competitions，
有起码三个竞争嘅 对象。
Love of pleasure, love of money, and love of yourself。
就系爱享乐、爱金钱同爱自己。
Check it out。
大家尝试去检视一下。
August，
八月。
This tells in August what our world game plan is。
可以讲是我们对这个生在世界上生活的一个的策略。
This gets us going in missions and evangelism.
是讲到宣教和传福音的。
You know the Great Commission.
大家都认识大使命。
Matthew 28:19-20 says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I'm with you even to the ends of the earth.
大家都认识大使命的经文在马太福音28:19-20那里说所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名帮他们施洗凡我所教训你都教训他们遵守这样我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
I'm sorry to say that the church today is too timid rather than being too bold
很可惜我觉得教会今天是太过软弱而不得是
And this August, Matthew tells us that we ought to go and proclaim the gospel and witness to everyone.
这节圣经清楚教导我们去到世界每一个角落去为耶稣做见证。
September.
九月。
September. Wow, summer vacation's over. Back to work.
通常我们完结了暑期的放假时间回去上班。
That's why you have a Labor Day holiday.
所以我哋应该系有劳动节嘅。
But true worship,
真正嘅敬拜。
How do you know this morning you come to Logos Baptist Church that you are having true worship? And there's a lot of religions out there. How can we say we have the true worship?
好多唔同嘅宗教，你点可以肯定我哋嚟到教会就系真正嘅敬拜呢
？A simple verse that Jesus said.
耶稣好简单咁样教导。
In John 4:24, listen carefully.
听清楚。
God is spirit. He who worships him must worship him in spirit and truth.
耶稣说神是灵，所以敬拜他必须是用藉着圣灵按着真理敬拜他。
Pastor Al interprets spirit as Holy Spirit. Spirit. Pastor Al interprets.The Spirit here as Holy Spirit.
我认为这里所讲的灵是指到圣灵。
And Pastor Al interprets truth as I am the truth.
有时我们自己觉得真理就是讲到我自己的真理。
So I see in John 4:24 the Trinity.
我看到这节圣经里面提到是三位一体的每一位。
And it goes like this, God is Spirit.
就是这样了神是就是灵
He who worships him must worship him in spirit and truth through the Holy Spirit regeneration through Jesus Christ the way, the truth and the life
所以三位一体是这样是表现了出来就是神、帮助我们在内住里面内住的圣灵来敬拜他是按住 所显示出来的真理来敬拜他
So that's how we worshipGod in spirit and truth.
这个就是我们怎样可以用圣灵和真理来敬拜祂的方法。
October.
十月。
Fall, autumn time.
是来到秋季
了。I love 1 Corinthians 10:31.
我喜欢哥林多前书10:31.
It's very practical. Everyone can do it, and we will do it in about 15 minutes.
我们这节圣经是很实际的我们每一个人都可以这样跟着去做的
It says 1 Corinthians 10:31 I love this verse Whatever you do whether you eat or drink or whatever you do do all for the glory of God
这里说你们或吃或喝无论做什么一切都要为到荣耀神而行
I had someone in Bible study about a month ago and this gentleman says I don't believe anyone can glorify God
一个月之前，我同一个人查经，佢话我唔相信任何人可以系荣耀神嘅。
Without getting into a big argument with him，
我差啲会同佢系大大嘅争辩一场。
I said, "What do you do with 1 Corinthians 10:31?"
咁你点样处理呢段圣经咧？林前十章31节咧
？Whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, give glory to God.
因为这个这么说，无论或吃或喝，做什么呢，都要一切为了神的荣耀而行。
In everyday activity in life, when I obey Him and love Him, I glorify Him.
我们无论做什么，我们是信服祂，我们爱祂，都是为了荣耀神而行。
I glorify Him, I don't glorify myself. The world glorifies themselves.
这个世界的人是为了自己的荣耀而行的。
November.
11月。
Thanksgiving.
感恩节了。
Most Chinese don't like turkey.
大部分中国人都不是太喜欢吃火鸡。
Okay, I'm American born. I got used to turkey.
我是美国出生的，所以我没问题，我喜欢吃火鸡。
But this is American holiday of Thanksgiving.
但是这个美国传统节日，感恩节呢。
And I close the two memory verses by, personal relationships.
咁剩返呢两个月嘅节圣经都系同个人关系有关系嘅。
And 1 John 1:9 shows our relationship to God, our accountability to God.
首先是约翰一书一章九节是讲到我们与神的关系。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那次讲到我们若果承认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必然会赦免我们的罪和洗净我们一切的不义。
Pastor Al's been going to the gym now for 20 years.
我过二十年都是行事不断的去健身室那里做运动。
I work out, because a brother in Christ gave me a membership to the gym. He started me going to the gym. He gave me a free membership.
我以前有个弟兄是鼓励我做运动，于是送了一个健身室的一个会员证给我。
The best thing about a workout is after the workout.
你知吗？做运动最好玩。
And that
就是做完运动嗰刻。
That's okay, Pastor David. The best thing about a workout is after the workout, and that is what? Taking a shower, cleaning up, and smelling good.
因为做完运动之后，你冲凉咧，你就将自己洗得干净咧，又觉得好舒服啦。
The best thing of your relationship to God is taking a shower.
你同神关系最好嘅时间就系你自己系将自己洗得干净
，cleaning up，
系洁净自己
，smelling good to God，
而喺神面前系一个馨香嘅。
And how do you do that? You confess your sins, and He'll cleanse you.
怎样做呢？是你要承认自己的罪，神就会洁净你了。
You ought to practice 1 John 1:9 every day.
每一天都可以需要这样应用这一节。
If you don't practice 1 John 1:9 every day, you'll begin to smell.
如果你每日没这样做的时候，你会身上发出一些臭味。
Why? You didn't get cleaned up.
因为你没有将自己洁净。
You didn't get spiritually cleaned up.
是指到属灵方面的洁净。
And now December.
来到十二月了。
Ephesians 4:32.
以弗所书四章三十二节。
I think this is probably one of the greatest needed verses in the church today.
我想是教会里面今天所最大的需要的一节。
Pastor Al speaks to 8 different churches this year.
我今年是有安排在八个不同的教会里面讲到。
And every church has problems.
每一个教会有他自己的问题。
Here's your problem.
你们的问题可能是什么呢？
You don't know how to get along with one another.
就是不知道怎样去彼此和平和睦相处。
People have hurt feelings.
大家有伤害到彼此的感受。
People aren't speaking to one another.
彼此是没有交谈。
Ephesians 4:32.
我们看以弗所书四章三十二节。
Be kind to one another.
要说要互相友爱。
Be tender-hearted to one another.
要存温柔的心。
Forgiving one another just as God in Christ has forgiven you.
正如彼此饶恕，正如神在基督耶稣里面饶恕你们一样。
You don't hear of people asking for forgiveness or giving forgiveness.
我们很少听到教会里面是要求别人饶恕自己，或者是去饶恕别人的。
And that's why we have Ephesians 4:32.
所以神在这段圣经里面这样教导我们。
I got to close.
所以要结束了。
The bonus passages in Psalms 1:1-6, you can read it.
咁呢度诗篇 第一篇一至六节你可以自己睇嘅。
But I want to leave you with two references and two hand motions, and so I'll close with everybody standing. Okay,
everybody. 结束嘅时候咧，邀请大家再一次起身，教大家啲手语。
I want you to just memorize these two simple verses, Psalms 119:11 and Psalms 119:164.
就我开始嘅时候教导大家诗篇119:11同埋164节。
Okay, duck me 啊，
预备好未
？Psalms 119:11。
诗篇119:11。
Your word have I treasured in my heart,
我将你话藏在心里
that I may not sin against you.
免得我得罪你。
One more time.
再嚟一次。
Psalms 119:11.
诗篇119:11。
Your word,
你的话
have I treasured in my heart,
我将你藏在心里
that I may not sin against you.
免得我得罪你。
Psalms 119:11.
The
second one that I want you to remember,
第二段,
memorize is Psalms 119:164.
就是诗篇119:164。
And if you memorize this one, you get your PhD degree.
你记得咧，就攞到呢个博士学位啦。
Okay, duck me 啊，
预备好未
？Psalms 119:164.
119:164.
Seven times a day.Do I praise you because of your righteous ordinances?
公义的典章。
One more time.
再一次。
Psalms 119:164. Seven times a day do I praise you because of your righteous ordinances.
因为你公义的典章。
清楚。
清楚。
Okay.I'm gonna do something different, Pastor David.
今次我会同以往有啲唔同啦。
I'm not gonna tell you the question that I'm gonna ask.
我唔会先问一个问题。
I'm gonna stand in the front. If you think you can answer the question, just stand. Whoa!
如果你知可以认为自己答到呢个问题咧，就企起身。我唔系谂揾一个聪明嘅，谂揾一个系够胆嘅。有边个想挑战？识答问题可以企起身啦。你唔知道问乜嘢噶？你估到佢，你识答你就企起身啦。有冇人？嗱，你企起身，然后先问你。哇，技师。我陪我一齐企喺前边。问题就系、是，想你念。念诗篇119:11同164。